You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Rise.
Wake up. It's time to wake on up.
Wake up.
With a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe, the Butcher Boy Shasky.
I am slippery.
Oh!
The best part of waking up is morning roast in your cup.
It is the morning roast, man, on 95.7 The Game.
Poor Landon Roop. Why? What? That's how we're all. I didn't play that. I don't know what you're talking about. That was the voice of Joe Shasky, but Shasky's out. It's Lubman in, ladies and gentlemen. Sam
what
Lubman.
What is going on here?
In all week for Joe Shasky, Joe Spadoni here. It is the morning roast. We're feeling great. Vibes are immaculate. And you know what? I need that on a Tuesday, Sam, because Tuesdays, let's be honest, it's not the best day out of the week. It might be the worst. It might be.
It's always fun game.
But not today. And not today's show. We got a good one for you. Trust me, because we got Carter in the back. He's back, better than ever. He's now immunized. Shout out Aaron Rodgers. We got Risotto somewhere back there lurking, who had one of the great impressions on Steiny and Guru yesterday that you'll ever hear. That's a tease we'll get to at some point. And shout out to all of you listening right now or just getting off work, getting ready for work, getting ready for the week, school, whatever it is. We appreciate you and all your listenership. And you can get involved. You know the number. 888-957-9570. It's the same number to call or text the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. And it is, Sam, cut day in the NFL. A lot's going to happen today. What's going to go on with the 49ers? Is there going to be any surprises? And is Juwan Jennings, what's going on here? Is he going to come back? Is he not? Is he staying? Is he going? Is he going to go on the IR as Tim Kawakami, the SF Standard, alluded to? I don't know, but football is back, baby, and we're going to dive deep into it today. Good morning, Sam.
Yeah, hello there, Spadoni. This will be a fun Tuesday. Tuesday definitely in my top seven amongst days of the week, so I feel very bullish on that. And it's just, you're feeling the slow drip getting closer and closer. It's like the trip to Disneyland, except it's better because it's football that's coming up. That's right. I just put football above Disneyland. That's where I'm at on Tuesday.
When's the last time you went to Disneyland?
Oh, it's been far too long. I the Star Wars land was not there the last time I was.
Oh, it's been a minute. Okay.
I think, honestly, it might have been at least 10 years, actually.
Wow. Okay.
That's a major lapse on my end. So, you know, we'll correct that in due time. But more importantly, though, because this is more correctable, Star Wars land seems pretty cool. But what's
you're
even cooler than Star
you're
Wars
an adult,
land.
Sam, come on. Real quick, before we get to that.
No, you're not going to start this show off by going at Disney adults, all right? Grow up, all right? We're talking about football.
You're telling me to grow up?
Yes, I am.
Going without kids to Disneyland, and I know I'm offending a certain amount of people right now, people that I'm very close with that might be getting upset at me right now about
this. Your strollers ruin the experience for people who actually get it. Anyway, we are getting closer and closer to the start of football, Joe Spadoni, and that is what matters on this Tuesday morning.
I've had enough.
We got Baldy today.
Yeah, you know, and Baldy will tell you, leave it to the kids at Disney World or Disneyland. That's what Baldy will tell you. He'll say you're a grown man going by yourself to Disneyland.
I said going by myself.
You're going with another grown person. You're not taking a kid.
Hell, the kids.
No, it's not. It's literally about the kids. It's an amusement park.
No.
Amusement parks are for children.
Yeah, that's right. When Walt Disney opened it, he says for everybody. Everybody meaning only kids. That's great. Let's start off on
that's
a high note today.
For.
I love
it's a children's amusement park, and it's for children and by the children. And I believe the children are our future. And I believe that YouTube is our future. And it's brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union because we're streaming there. For a low rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. And as always, we are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, it's righteously brewed in San Francisco. And you already mentioned it. Hell, Sam, I didn't even have to do the tease. Brian Baldinger, 7:30, because it is a Tuesday. And that is what we get every single Tuesday on the roast going forward all the way through. The end of the season, post-Super Bowl. It's Baldy on Tuesdays at 7:30. Can't freaking wait for that. And what are we going to dive into today when it comes to Brian Baldinger and questions for him? There's a lot to get into. Juwan Jennings, Jake Moody, frustrations with this team from the fan base, the national perspective, because the great thing about Baldy is he's tight with every single team and all the different players, coaching staffs, GMs. He knows the league in totality, Sam. And he's going to give it to us straight. He's not going to sugarcoat or do a sugarcoat job on this thing when it comes to the 49ers. I think if, you know, Michael Williams, the CJ West of the world, the Alfred Collins, the Upton Stouts, some of these young players emerge this season, we're going to be talking about a shift of expectations. And that might not start early. It might be halfway through the season or towards the latter part. But they're expecting Kyle Shanahan, John Lynch to get a lot of contributions from the young players. I wonder what Baldy's expecting from this team. As we are less than 2 weeks away from the start of the regular season, but it's a quarterback-driven lead. And, you know, I feel like with this contract that Brock Purdy received, the five-year extension, was it $250 million, whatever it is, but you can talk about the guarantees, whatever. They paid him to be the guy, okay? He's paid to be the guy going forward. Patrick Mahomes is paid to be the guy. Lamar Jackson is paid to be the guy. Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert. The list goes on and on and on. And now Brock Purdy is a part of those conversations. He is paid to be the guy. The training wheels are off when it comes to Brock Purdy now. It was a cute story. Last pick in the NFL draft, Mr. Irrelevant. Awesome. All right. You went to the Super Bowl. You were an overtime period away from winning it. You didn't. Last year, it was a reality check for the team and for Brock Purdy. It's not going to be a Disneyland ending, Sam. It's not going to be a Disney World where the last night at midnight or whatever it is, all the fireworks shoot off and everyone says, that's not what it is every single year.
I mean, that's what I said about Cinderella.
But it's not. You know, the glass slipper, the slipper broke last year and it was bad. It was a tough season to cover from start. Hell, your first round pick got shot to start off the season. If that wasn't a sign of things to come, I don't know what was. And it was all downhill from there. But now it's time to kind of right those wrongs. If I'm Brock Purdy, now it's time for me to prove myself why I deserved all this money. Why, you know, they took a chance on me. Why I am the guy to bring this team back from the abyss of last season. And it starts again with the quarterback, and the expectations of the quarterback are always interesting to me. Sammy, like, what are you expecting from Brock Purdy this season? I feel like we're kind of tiptoeing around the big topic that is the quarterback of the San Francisco 49ers.
I mean, it's at a point now, again, like you said, with the money, everything about Brock is probably how we look at Brock is going to change this year. There are certain moments that took place last year in certain games where things went wrong. I think it's very easy to say, well, that's not Brock's fault. You know, you can't get mad at him when Ronnie Bell drops the ball against the Rams. You can't get mad at him when Colton McKivitz whiffs a block against the Cardinals. But this year it's going to be a little bit different because now it's you're the high paid QB right now. Now, granted, most of that money starts kicking in next season, but it might as well be kicking in right now because that's how we're going to be looking at Brock this year as the guy who that contract is happening right now. You know, the finer details of the NFL finances do not matter to the common fan. All they know is that Brock got a bag, so now it's time to perform. So, you know, last year in situations where maybe we would look the other way on certain issues in a game that may or may not have been Brock's fault, this year it's going to be like, you know, dude, you're QB. You got to figure it out. If your guy drops the ball on one play, it's up to you to come back the next play and figure out something better. If your offensive line isn't blocking well enough, you got to figure out a better way to utilize your legs and make plays happen. You know, we don't give these excuses to guys like Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes, I'll take Patrick Mahomes out of that group because we do give him excuses now. Winning a Super Bowl does have its perks.
But Chris Collinsworth.
But Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, like all these other quarterbacks that are really good but haven't won anything yet, there's a level of expectation on them. It's just like you got to find a way because at the end of the day, you have no choice but to find a way to win. That's the NFL. It's a win or loss league. No one cares if you put up a bunch of yards in a loss. At the end of the day, we want wins. That's how it is here in the NFL. And for Brock Purdy, you know, you could say whether or not wins are a QB stat or not, they will be for Brock Purdy this year.
I like when we said it's a winning or losing league. Although you can tie. So there is that in the regular season. There are ties in the NFL still. But to your point, you know, no one wants that. And I hate the saying.
One or two a year.
The weirdest saying I've ever heard in sports, and we've all heard it, when it's like, oh, a tie is like kissing your sister. It's like that is the, I don't.
There are so many other things I would compare it to before I got to that.
That saying definitely originated in like Mississippi or Alabama or something. By the way.
Arkansas, where Jerry Jones is from.
There you go.
The connection is there.
We're talking about expectations around Brock Purdy, and we're talking about, you know, can he improve this season? What does improvement look like for Brock Purdy? Is it not holding on to the ball too long? Is it, you know, being more decisive? And I think a lot of the struggles that were on Brock Purdy last year, Sam, was a lack of trust. Why? Well, let's see. His favorite target, Brandon Ayuk, missed all of training camp due to a holdout, basically. Ricky Pearsall, the guy that they drafted as an insurance policy in the wide receiver room, he was either hurt or, as I mentioned, got shot, so he couldn't build a rapport with him. Deebo Samuel, let's be honest, his skill set in training camp is not route running, although, you know, he had some success with Brock at times in the past. You know, George Kittle, that's a nice safety blanket for any quarterback to have. That's an old cliche. You know, quarterback's best friend is the tight end. Great. But he also didn't have his star running back, who was Offensive Player of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
So that being said, in his first full kind of a reality check season for Brock Purdy, you know, it wasn't an MVP caliber season, and it wasn't very good. I'd say it was, you know, it was average. It was solid. It wasn't amazing. I think a lot of us, you know, we get caught up in, oh, well, look what was around him, as I alluded to. And it's just like, I thought he was amazing. I thought he was great. No, that amazing is what Josh Allen was last year, winning the MVP. And, you know, I've been a little hard on Josh Allen in the past because I think he comes up short, you know, and maybe it's not his fault. Maybe it's just the greatness of Patrick Mahomes, and he's just going to be, you know, a notch above all those other guys in that conference in the AFC. And there's, you know, there's no fault in that. But I saw what Josh Allen had. What was it? Keon Coleman? Amari Cooper, like, you know, Dalton Knox. Okay.
Dawson Knox.
Who's Dalton Knox? That's not one.
I don't know.
Dalton Schultz.
You might be thinking about Dalton
Kincaid. There you go.
You might be thinking about Dalton Kinect.
I'm mixing up tight end names as I'm going through all these different fantasy things. All the names are getting thrown into my head.
George Bowers, Brock Kittle.
Thank you. But again, they're not exactly like these top echelon players at the skill positions. James Cook is. He's really good. But even James Cook, I don't know if he's a top three running back. Exactly. He's not. Like, that's what you come to expect from a franchise quarterback. Now, how many guys can elevate all those around him like that? It's not many. It's what makes Josh Allen. What makes Lamar Jackson? What makes Joe Burrow? Although Joe Burrow, I'll argue, I mean, he's got his college teammate Jamar Chase thrown to him. It's pretty good. T. Higgins, pretty freaking good number two. He'd be a number one on some teams. I say all that to say this, Sammy. How we grade Brock Purdy and how we judge him after every game this season is going to be fascinating. I don't know the criteria that we're going to be using to talk about Brock Purdy. What is it?
I think it's a simple pass-fail. Either you got the job done or you did not. Hmm. I think that's going to be the heightened expectation. You talk about kind of what went wrong yesterday. Albert Breer actually sat down with Brock Purdy and Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch separately, though. There's the Brock conversation I'm going to focus on here. And basically, he paints a picture of a quarterback who, and I think we saw this a lot last year, really tried to do too much. This is a guy who saw his you know, guys around him, McCaffrey, Ayuk, all these others. You know, Trent Williams was absent at times. You're losing your running backs left and right. This is a guy who, you know, saw these guys kind of dropping off throughout the season last year and kind of put himself in a position where it's just like, I got to be Superman 2.0 at this point. And Baldy's talked about this in the past, and I want to kind of pick his brain on this a little bit more. We've noticed that when Brock gets into trouble, it's the moments where he's trying to do too much. He's trying to put too much on his plate, trying to make too much happen out of a play. And I feel like this year for Brock, the best way for him to get better is to maybe not try so hard to be that guy every single play, which sounds like a complete oxymoron for what we're saying in terms of how much is being put on him. But it's kind of one of those things, the simpler he can make it this year, the better off I think it will be for him going forward. That's going to be the key for him to take the step forward from last year, because he had an incredible year in 2023. Everything was going right. That last year, though, a lot of things went wrong. And, Albert Breer writes, he believes that 24 already prepared him for all this being this upcoming season. Yes, he has to be good. He knows that. And last year, he felt it as the injuries hit with Ayuk, McCaffrey, Pearsall too, missing huge chunks of the season. The lesson learned, the answer for making up all the attrition is not to try to do too much on your own. That's what Albert Breer wrote about Brock Purdy. That's got to be, I think, the key for Brock Purdy. He's got to figure out ways to get better this year. He's got to figure out ways to improve, learn from what happened to him last year. But if he presses too much, if he tries to do too much, if he tries to put this team on his shoulders, then I think that's where things are going to start getting murky for him. Figuring out where that line is going to be for him this year, I'm curious to see how that pans out this year.
And it goes back to a key word, trust for me. It always comes back to trust. Any relationship, any solid foundation is built on trust, whether that's with your friend group, whether that's with your significant other, business partner, what have you. It's the same thing in sports, especially a team sport. You have to have trust built in. Trust in your head coach, and your head coach having trust in you. Let's be honest. I do think as we go back to San Francisco and just Kyle Shanahan's tenure here, I do think this is the most trust he's had in any of his starting quarterbacks. I don't think he had a tremendous amount of faith in Jimmy Garoppolo.
You don't think he believed in C.J. Beathard?
I don't think he believed in C.J. Beathard, Brian Hoyer, Trey Lance. I think he wanted to believe in Trey Lance, but he just couldn't either stay healthy. There was a disconnect there, Sam. I think this is the most trust that Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch, quite frankly, have had in the quarterback position in San Francisco.
I'd even extend it to say that I think this is the first time that Kyle Shanahan's had a quarterback that he trusts since he was working with Matt Ryan. Because let's be honest, Brian Hoyer was a fill-in spot. He was, you're the starting quarterback. Whatever happens this year happens. We don't care because Kirk Cousins is a free agent after the end of this season. Then he gets gift-wrapped Jimmy Garoppolo. Was never a quarterback that Kyle Shanahan intended to jump in bed with. And that ended up working for so long until Kyle was just like, yeah, this quarterback that fell into my lap just ain't it. He failed with the Trey Lance thing. Maybe he wanted Mac Jones the whole time. Maybe he didn't. We'll only know someday later on when the tell-all book comes out. But no, with Brock Purdy, this was a quarterback that kind of more or less fell into his lap with the last pick of the draft. I don't know if Kyle Shanahan had any expectations for Brock. But this is definitely the one quarterback that Kyle Shanahan has worked with in his time with the 49ers where it does feel like Kyle is completely at peace with who his quarterback is. There is no looking over that quarterback's shoulder for a better option. There is no, I need to have certain guys backing him up just so I can have something to jump to if I don't, feel good about this guy anymore. Say what you will about Mac Jones. I don't think that's the situation here. So, yeah, you talked about the trust. This is the most committed. Obviously, this is the most committed. They threw the $250 million at him. So,
well, they did pay, I will say, Jimmy Garoppolo early on, and at one point he was the highest paid quarterback, whatever. But that was more of just a necessity.
Panicked at that. Well, I don't know what to say. I mean, he did finish the season 5-0 for them, and he looked pretty damn impressive
It was a necessity. They needed rushed to keep into someone. It, yeah. I don't think they rushed into it, but I just think that they knew that they didn't have a quarterback. Jimmy Garoppolo clearly showed that he was capable.
And his contract, I believe, was coming up, too. Because remember, he was in year four of his. So, I mean,
timing is everything.
Yeah, if Jimmy, I'm sure, had 2 or 3 years left before his contract would have been up, then you're probably looking at a slightly different story there in terms of what happens. So, but this seems a better situation. I'm breaking any news here than it did when Jimmy Garoppolo was getting that bag.
888-957-9570 is the number. You can call or text the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. We're talking about trust right now in this team, and I do think there is a lack of trust when it comes to the 49ers fan base. Just, that's nature. I don't like getting mad at fans or upset at fans, feeling like, oh, you're so down on this team, and you gotta be excited. This is the 49ers. You guys are just a year removed from being in the Super Bowl. I understand the fans' apprehension right now. I get it. Last year was a dumpster fire. Like, how are you expecting me to be all of a sudden excited just like that after what I saw last year when you were 6-11?
It's a good reason to be down, yeah.
You got rid of Dre Greenlaw. You got rid of Talanoa Hufanga. You got rid of Deebo Samuel. You got rid of a lot of all-pro good players.
They helped you get to a Super Bowl, so I can understand why. And what's interesting, I want to get into this at some point in the show, is, you know, as we were talking yesterday, Spadoni, about, you know, the vibes around this team, the expectations of this team, what makes us feel good, what do we know, Jake Moody, blah, blah, blah. You know, I'm looking at our YouTube chat here, which is sponsored by First NorCal Credit Union. And there was a lot of, you see a lot of people predicting the Niners seasons. And there were a lot of people, you know, commenting 9-8, 8-9, you know, 7-10. There is just not a lot, I don't want to say a lot of pessimism, because, I mean, an 8-9, 9-8 season, while that is, you know, a mediocre season, that's not a disaster season. So there's some optimism within this fan base that this team will win, you know, a good amount of football games this year. But then our big boss man, Matt Nahigian, sent us an email last night and said, hey, look at this. And it was this Fox Sports NFL preview. And I'm scrolling through it, and they have all these national projections for every division and their records and whatnot. And these dudes at Fox got the Niners winning the NFC West. So I'm like, well, hold on. We're down on this team. What are we not seeing? I check all the Vegas odds boards. Yep. They all are betting on the Niners to win the NFC
right
next.
Now, plus 155.
And last I heard, Vegas, they usually know their things. Carter, thumbs up, thumbs down?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, close enough. So there is a lot of noise and chatter outside the comfy confines of the Bay Area that is very like, hey, the Niners, that's a team that could be pretty good this year. And then here we are in our Bay Area bubble of doom, where it's just like, oh man, this season's going to suck. Where is the disconnect? Are we underselling what is possible for the Niners this year? Are the people on the outside just not knowing anything about what's going on here, so they're just saying, you know what, the Niners, they're a name, let's pick them to win the West? Or are we correct? I don't know. I want to know where the disconnect is. Are they too hot on the Niners? Are we too cold on the Niners here in the Bay Area?
It's somewhere in the middle. And again, this is why, you know, we have these conversations, because we want it in sports talk radio and in life to be black and white. We just want it. You're wrong or you're right. And I understand that aspect of the job, the hot take nature. We have to have two choices. There's gray area, though.
There's a light side and a dark side.
Listen, they were really good 2 years ago, and we're an overtime period away from winning it. Winning the whole damn thing.
Or an extra
last
point.
Last year, or an extra point, sure, whatever. That makes you sleep better at night. And last year, they were a last place team. Are they a last place team this year? Or are they a first place Super Bowl team? No, probably not either of those. You know where they are? Probably in the middle. But that's not fun to talk about. Oh, 9-8. 10 wins, 11 wins. Like, they're somewhere in that range. Yeah. Or maybe they're an 8-win team.
Got a clown to the left, a joker to the right.
There you go.
Here we are, like, just stuck in the middle.
Thank you. Like, that's where they are right now. But they have an opportunity. And I think this is like going to be a more fun season to talk about a team like that. I do think being, you know, the hunter instead of the hunted in this scenario is going to be fun to talk about, because for so long they were the top dog. And now they got to climb their way back up that mountaintop again. And we hear it all the time. When you fall off Everest, it's so damn hard to refocus and retool. Last year, they fell and kept falling and falling and falling till they reached ground zero. And it was awful for them and to the fan base to watch. And we kind of had to recalibrate our expectations, if I'm a Niner fan, you know, heading into the season, and they don't know what to expect. But I'll say this. A lot of the odds right now are shifting towards the 49ers. Because one big fat question mark at the quarterback position down in Los Angeles. It has to do with Matt Stafford. And that's why Vegas is shifting right now. For the long, all summer, it was the Rams as the favorite to win the NFC West. And now there's been a shift because of Matt Stafford's back. They don't trust him holding up. And a guy, quite frankly, outside of last year, excuse me, that couldn't really hold up. He was hurt all the time. I mean, they got Jimmy Garoppolo as the backup. Anyone have faith in him? I mean, Stetson Bennett, the fourth? Please. We'll get into this on the other side. But 888-957-9570. I do want to talk about the trust factor here, Niner fans. Who do you trust more heading into the season? Is it the head coach or is it the quarterback? You trust Kyle Shanahan or you trust Brock Purdy more? 888-957-9570 is the number. We're going to pick this up on the other side. Sam Lubman in for Joe Shasky as I scramble to find my reads. And that's what's coming up in the game, brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. This Labor Day weekend, be road trip ready with Valvoline Instant Oil Change. No appointment needed. Stay in your car while they change your oil and check your tires, battery, and fluids. Before you head down the coast or over the Golden Gate, visit BayAreaOilChange.com.
I'm not going to sugarcoat it. could sit here and do a sugarcoat job.
Fugazi, Fugazi, whatever you want to call it. It's a woozy, it's a wazzy.
That's a good one, love me.
Hey, this is Jonathan from San Francisco. You're listening to The Morning Roast with Joe Spadoni and Joe Shasky.
Sam Lubman in for Joe Shasky, Joe Spadoni here. And I know Jonathan's going to be at the 2025-95-7 The Game Red and Gold Summit. And it's happening on Thursday, September 4th. That's next Thursday, September 4th, live from King's Fish House at Westfield Valley Fair in Santa Clara. Willard and Dibbs going to be live from 2 to 4. And then the summit is going to happen right after that from 4 to 6 with all the hosts. That's me. That's Shasky. That's Steiny. That's Goo. That's Willard. That's Dibbs. Come on out. Hang with us. Get ready for the football season. It's going to be great food, great place, and your chance to hang again with all the hosts. Thursday, September 4th, King's Fish House at Westfield Valley Fair in Santa Clara. That's like a tongue twister for me, Westfield Valley.
You got to say it 10 times
really
fast.
It's the F in the V that I get confused there. Come on out and get the season started with a bang, like Bang Bang Niner Gang. Experience the ultimate in shopping, dining, and entertainment at Westfield Valley Fair, your game day destination. Catch all the games this season at King's Fish House, the go-to spot for fans. And I can go for a lobster roll right now at about 6:34. Maybe some hot Cheetos we'll get during the break too.
Why not? Sprinkle it on top of the lobster.
Why not? Get a little spice action, a little crunch, Sam.
Sure, why not?
Yeah, why not?
Oh, nothing matters anymore.
Don't judge me. Only God can judge me.
Sure.
Maybe only Mickey Mouse these days, apparently, because, you know, I just had a hot take that only, like, you know, kids should be waiting in line in some of these rides with their parents or their loved ones or their aunts and uncles and all the Disney adults that are just ruining it for everyone. It's fine. I'll die on that hill. That's fine.
That's great. Yeah.
Are you dying on the Brock Purdy
happiest
hill?
Place on earth? But, you know, we shut people out. That's how
it's
it works.
It's not the happiest place on earth because of certain people. They make it the unhappiest place. No, they make it the unhappiest place.
Yeah, that's what I see. I see all these parents happy with their kids. So happy with their choices.
I can't stand to see greatness rot before my eyes.
That's a great point, Priest. That was Priest of Palo Alto after he came back from Disneyland, actually. He wasn't talking about the Warriors. Mm-hmm. He was talking about waiting in line for the Peter Pan ride that broke down and all the Disney adults whining and crying about it.
Who goes on the Peter Pan ride?
The Disney adults do.
No,
that's
I'm not going to the stupid Peter Pan ride. Go on Space Mountain and Matterhorn and Thunder Mountain.
The
real
you can
one.
Be Peter Pan for Halloween. You're wearing the green right now. You can get the little hat on right there.
Yeah.
Little Captain Hook. That could be Carter in the background.
Fortunately, I need to think about some happy thoughts. That's a little difficult right now. So,
well, you know what? We are thinking about happy thoughts because the 49ers are making the playoffs this year, folks. All right.
Sports,
they're going to be a playoff
man.
Team.
Wow. That's the call right there.
It's not even a hot take.
You locking it in?
It's not. I've been saying this for months. The Niners are a playoff team, and yet the way we're talking about them. I get it. We all have trauma from our past, from last season. It was very traumatic, PTSD. I understand. It wasn't very fun, but this is a new team, all right? It's a new season. There's been almost drama-free, and we'll get to Juwan Jennings, what's going on there.
You're so close. You're just close.
The Juwan Jennings thing, again, there's levels to what drama really is. I don't view it in the same way as I view it with Brandon Ayuk or as I view it with Trent Williams, maybe because I just don't view him as that dude. So maybe I'm just disassociating him as the player. And maybe that's disrespectful on my part because he was basically the de facto number one for Brock Purdy last year. But if you're the de facto number one on a bad team, what is that really telling you? Right? I don't know what that means. In a season that was basically lost, if you were a number one wide receiver, great. Awesome. Good for you. But let's also be honest. The number one guy.
He's number three.
The number one guy last year was who? It was George Kittle.
Yeah. Like, that also, was again, even take tight ends out of it. Like at the end of the day, Juwan Jennings is a number three receiver. Like on an average healthy team, that's where he's at. And like, again, we said this yesterday, like I want you to get your bag, Juwan, but like you got to be reasonable too. And now you're starting to wonder, you know, if they put him on IR, I don't know what that means in terms of just what that meant for the calf injury or if they're just really, really trying to play hardball. I mean, Matt Lively said this yesterday. We had him on a KPIX Sports Anchor fifth quarter for Niners postgame, Valkyries pre and postgame. Got to say all of his titles. But he was like, why does this happen every year? And part of the reason why it happens every year is you do have a lot of very, very good football players. Deebo Samuel had his holdout after the year in which he basically played two positions. Nick Bosa had his holdout after, I believe, winning DPOY. Then you had Brandon Ayuk have his holdout after the year in which he was the Niners' number one receiver en route to a Super Bowl. Those situations make sense. when you're the number one receiver by default because receivers 1, 2, 3, and 4 go down ahead of you, and then you happen to kind of be the one guy who's available during a year in which everything is going, you know, just kaput around you, that's not the same as those other instances here. And now you have a situation where, you know, I don't know how good Juwan's going to be this year. He's not a number one. He could not. Maybe he tops out as a number two someday, somehow. But now as we go into the season, he's clearly going to be behind the eight ball. He's clearly going to be behind everybody else when it comes to just working him into the offense as the season starts here. This team cannot afford to have these slow ramp-ups like he's going to be having this year. And I feel like that kind of plays into the pessimism around this team, is that at the start of the year, the first 3-4 weeks of the year, this is going to be far from a complete team, especially within the passing game. And then that ties into Brock Purdy in terms of just no one's going to care, because at the end of the day, it's going to be on Brock to find a way to get things done. And again, I'm curious how much Niner fans trust Brock to elevate this team right now, or if it is going to be a lot of, hey, Kyle, can you scheme something up for Brock here to cook with? You asked the question, you know, who do you trust more, Kyle Shanahan or Brock Purdy? That's going to be an interesting battle, I think, to kind of go back and forth on throughout this show. I kind of want to lean with Brock a little bit more.
Really?
I'm going to believe in him in that I think he just has, I think one of Brock's greatest strengths, what I think truly separates him from the other quarterbacks that Kyle works with, is what goes on, you know, in the mind, in between the ears. That's where a lot of the game is played. And I do think he has the mental makeup to just be able to overcome a lot of any physical shortcomings. He's a smart player. He knows how to get better. He knows how to avoid making, you know, the same mistakes, you know, more often than they should. And that's going to be the thing I want to see from Brock, because I read this stuff from Albert Breer here, you know, and this
Sports Illustrated.
Yeah, Albert Breer, who wrote this to Sports Illustrated, and, you know, he's talking about how he's losing sight of just, you know, keeping the game simple, all these things about how he's trying to do too much. It seems like he's understood. He's been able to diagnose and properly treat what went wrong for him next year. Now it's just a matter of applying those lessons to this next season. And honestly, I think Brock's answered every single challenge that has been thrown at him. We talk about how he needs to prove himself with this new contract. There is a part of me that wonders, like, at what point is this dude going to have to just stop proving everybody? Like, at what point are we just going to be good? Like, all right, Brock, we're good now. You've proved yourself. Like, go out and do your thing. Like, Josh Allen, has he not proved himself? Joe Burrow, Jared Goff, Matt Stafford. I don't know, maybe I know about Goff. But, like, you see where I'm kind of going here. At some point, the doubts around Brock have to stop. And I'm wondering if this year is finally the year where we can just put all that to bed.
What are the doubts? I mean, they rewarded him with the contract. There are no more doubts. He is the quarterback of the San Francisco 49ers going forward. It's not Mac Jones. It's not Tanner Mordecai. And it's not going to be Kenny Pickett, by the way. He got traded from the Browns to the Raiders.
Well, you'd hope that was never even an option. I guess the what doubts is the doubts that he can be the true centerpiece of this team and put it on its back and carry him all the way to a Super Bowl again.
Who's doubting Brock Purdy still, and why? I would like to know. 888-957-9570.
I would like to know that too.
888-957-9570. If there are doubts around this 49ers squad and their chances this season, it's starting at the quarterback, because that's where it always starts. You lean on the quarterback. This is a quarterback-driven league. You feel good if you're the Chiefs. You feel good if you're the Bills. You feel good if you're the Ravens, the Bengals, all those other teams, the Eagles, because of the quarterback situation. If you're not feeling good about the Niners this year, leads me to wonder, you're not feeling good about the quarterback. Why is that? 888-957-9570. We'll get that on the other side, and it's going to be brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021 and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.